You're home. Finally. Being cramped up inside all by myself has been so boring, baby. Welcome home. Yeah. Traffic. All these human issues you tell me about. You know, if you weren't afraid of taking me to work, I could just teleport you there and back with ease. Just like that. Now, why are you so afraid of other humans seeing me? You see me all the time, and you seem to love me. Are my horns and tail really that off-putting? I think they're my best features. Don't you like them? You seem to really like what I do with my tail. Unless you're just saying those things to be nice. Are you? Hey, what's got you blushing? What do you mean, don't say things like that? I only speak the truth, you know. You're too cute. Did you know that? Innocent little human. You blush over anything. Oh, but you do. For example, remember the first time I tried to feed you? I thought you were going to pass out from blushing so hard. Such innocent things make you such a mess. It's cute. Dare I say, adorable. What did I do so wrong during that time? The way I spoke to you? Did I speak a certain way? It was sultry. I don't understand. Like right now. Baby, this is my normal voice. Now if I wanted to be sultry, you'd know it. But going back to food, did you bring something home? Well, I smell something very tasty and irresistible. Certainly you brought something home. No? Then perhaps... No. That would be way too silly of me to think that. Well, how do I explain this? It's been a while since I've last feasted on a human. No, not like that. Don't get it twisted. I don't feast on humans like they're livestock. You guys are more like a nice refreshing drink. I would love to suck the stuff that comes out of you. Why are you blushing again? Did I say something weird again? Perhaps you don't understand my analogy. Well, the point is, I haven't feasted on a human in so long. Well, the need has returned. Why now? Well, I'm not quite sure. I was able to suppress that need when we first met, but I guess I can't take it anymore. Now I'm hungry. Though, the human food you provide tends to do the trick. But you smell irresistible. Much better than any food you've ever given me. Wait. Is this some type of joke you're trying to pull off? Did you actually bring something tasty for me to eat? No? Well, that's not entirely true, darling. You brought yourself. I bet you taste delicious. You don't mind if I lick you, right? Or perhaps bite you. Just kidding about the biting. Sort of. Oh, don't be a tease, baby. If only you could smell the wonderful aroma you're giving off. I guess it's like a perfume or a cologne. It's incredibly teasing. And you say I'm the tease. How the tables turn. But instead of blushing, I want you more and more. How does that make you feel? Not sure. I can help you find out. Oh, come on. Just a little taste wouldn't hurt. I promise it won't. And you can trust me. I'm your girlfriend. It's also physically impossible for me to lie to you. Remember? Oh, I'll be your best friend. No dice, huh? Well, how about... I use my tail on all those special places you like. I'm sure you'd like that. Yeah, I was planning on doing that anyway. You got me. Well, you could have at least gone with the flow. You never know how the conversation may have ended. After all, I'm not all that innocent as I may seem. I don't seem innocent? Well, that's unfortunate. I guess you're the most innocent person in this room right now, huh? Partially laughable with the things you like. Don't pretend like you haven't shown me the things you want me to do to you. I remember the websites you've shown me. I don't easily forget, especially things that look so fun. Hey, wait a minute. Are you trying to change the subject? Very impressive, baby. Very impressive indeed. Unfortunately, I've caught you. Though I must say, it's impressive that you have realized that I'm easily distracted. This will not help you anymore. You are the perfect meal. I don't want a pizza. I want you. You'll make my favorite. But darling, you're my favorite. You won't make me beg you, if that's what you're looking for. You and I both know how that will go. But maybe that's exactly what you want. What do you want? Perhaps you want me to march over to you and take what I want. Just like you requested the first time. You were so polite, too. What did you say again when you first summoned me? Ah, I remember. Please make me yours. And that's exactly what I did. Now we're together. Do you like it when I take charge? Does it excite you? I ask these questions with obvious answers because I like to hear you admit your feelings, darling. As anyone who loves your precious voice would. Now give me your hand. Oh, baby, I promise you, this is not going to hurt. By the end of this, you're going to sleep very peacefully. And you'll probably want to do this again. And again. And again.